John, how's the mood here at Tong ahead of the trip to Widnes on Sunday?
Yeah, they've been really pleased with what we achieved last week against Batley, and we've reviewed it, and obviously there was lots of things that we did right. But as with any performance for any team in whatever competition, there's things we can do better, and we've highlighted those. So we've emphasised the rights and want them to continue with that, and we're trying to rule out the negatives and make them improve upon those.
It's another tough game on Sunday, away at Widnes, who have gone through a bit of a turbulent start to the season. They'll be playing with a lot of emotion.
They will be playing a lot of emotion, but there's a lot of quality as well, which is what my concern is, because we've looked at their two games since they came out of administration in great depth, and obviously 44 points to 22 against Featherstone's quite comprehensive. Again, a really good team, and obviously to go up to Barrow on a quagmire of a pitch and win 20 points to 4, which is what they did, that takes some doing as well. So they'll be feeling good, Nick. They'll be feeling buoyed by it, and there is an impetus and a momentum behind them with the fans and everything. So we know it's going to be difficult. And as I've said, the quality of the players there for all to see, you know, Cahill, McGrath, Lulai and Hansen in the middle channel challenge anybody. And then the halfbacks, Gilmore and Craven, are very clever players. I mean, Danny Craven's left foot kicking is very similar to what I witnessed with Danny Brough when he was such an age. And then obviously they've got Anthony Gellin wide out. And so there's plenty of threats there that we're going to have to counter.
First win after the three defeats on Sunday against Batley, John. Have you noticed a shift in the players' confidence levels this week?
No, we were confident all the way through. We didn't get whacked. You know, the biggest losing margin was 14. So that's not a good hiding. And the others were obviously within two scores. So we've not been whacked. So what you've got to do is you've got to accept that close games, you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. And, you know, we've come up on the right side of the ledger three times and the wrong side three times. And, you know, you can look at our games that we've lost, but I'm sure Featherstone will say, well, we could have beaten Bradford when we played Bradford. I'm sure Bradford will say, on any given day, we can get them as well. So it's competitive, and it should be. And, you know, it was interesting to see that the bookies had Batley as the favourites on Sunday, so we've overturned the bookies, and it'll be a case of us attempting to do that again this week, because we're going to this game with Widnes the favourites again.
Have you got any team news ahead of Sunday's game? Will there be any changes based on Widnes's 4G pitch?
Well, we've obviously we've got to look after some of our elder statesmen, shall we say, because you know that there's been a lot of wear and tear on some of them with the joints and the legs and so on. So Jake Webster will certainly, I'll be chatting to Jake about how he's feeling with his body, and if he feels that there's, you know, it could jeopardise him for the following for sort of 4 or 5 weeks, he'll be stepped down, because we know Easter's around the corner, and we've got, you know, you start playing two games a week with the 1895 Cup as well, which is around the corner. So we've got to make sure that we stand strong in our decision making with regard to that. But the good point is obviously Elliot Minchella is on his way back, and obviously Ash Gibson, he wasn't selected, he was in the squad but not selected for the 17, he'll be available once again. So, you know, we're looking okay. We could look better injury wise, but we're looking okay. And you know, the major doubt for me is the Jordan Lilly one, who picked up a dead leg, and we've got the physio team, they're really working hard to, you know, to get rid of the hematoma, and then obviously to make sure the swelling comes down. And Jordan will be given until the very last minute to decide whether he's fit or not.
Is it fair to say then Jordan's pretty much 50-50 at this stage, John?
I couldn't put it on odds, to tell you the truth, at the minute. I mean, I can tell you it was very bruised, it was very swollen, and it was very tender. But that's the case in all such type of injuries for the first 72 hours. So once he's got past that, then you can really get stuck in and really aggressively treat it. And then, you know, so long as the hematoma it goes, and so long as the swelling subsides, he's got a chance. But if we were asking him to play today, he wouldn't play. There's no doubt about that. But we've got three more days yet.
And is there any news on Rowan Milnes, Dane Chisholm and Joe Keyes in terms of their potential coming back in?
Well, Dane Chisholm's had a scan, so we're awaiting the results of that, so he won't be available. And who are the others, please, Mick?
Rowan Milnes.
Yeah, Rowan's still struggling a little. We think he's about 3 weeks away.
And Joe Keyes had his appointment on Tuesday.
He had an appointment, and it was good news. There's no neuromuscular damage, so which is good. So the central nervous system is as sound as a pound. They think it might be a little bit structural, but we've got a further consultation with the specialist, and they'll decide then on the plan of action. So there is a plan of action, and you know, Joe's straight away has been uplifted by that, because obviously he was worried, which you're bound to be, but it should be A-okay with regard to going forward 3-4 weeks down the line.
I think when you throw everything, what you've just said, John, into the mix, you really have been dealt a tough set of cards at the start of the season.
We have, yeah. I mean, we assemble a big squad, looking at the, you know, the course of a season, which is February to October, and thinking, well, everybody will probably get employed on a first team pitch at some stage between that period of time. But it's been unbelievable. And I'm really pleased with the players, because, you know, we've got 3 from 6, and should we have had a fully fit squad, I'd have probably been saying, well, perhaps we should need more than that. But we haven't had a fully fit squad, and we've had to have players playing out of position, we've had to have players playing a little busted, and we've had to have players really, you know, fronting up and putting the neck on the line. So I think 3 from 6 at the minute is satisfactory when you put the adversity that we've faced. And at some stage, this adversity will decline, and I think then that's when our depth of squad will really come into play, when we're playing the Easter weekends and 2 games a week later down in the season. So, you know, it's tough, but any tough situation, it works out for in the long run. And we've just got to make sure we keep our eye on the long run rather than worrying about the immediacy and moaning and groaning. We need to be positive and look further down the line.
Oliver Wilson has had 2 strong performances in the under-19s. Is he going to be in contention for Widnes on Sunday?
Ollie will play in the 19s this weekend at Castleford. I'm going along to that to have a look at him. Then we think he'll play in the reserves on the Wednesday night against Featherston. And should that be the case, then he'll have a strong possibility of a call-up for the Keighley Challenge Cup game. So there'll be a 10-day break then for Ollie until the Keighley Challenge Cup game. So if things go to plan, that's the plan. But as we know, with injuries and etc., it don't always go to plan. So, but that is the plan for Ollie, and you know, and I'd be pretty confident that he'd have a starting spot against Keighley.
The game management was noticeably better against Batley. Do you think that things are now starting to sink and click into place when it comes to patience and taking the opportunities, building that pressure?
Well, I don't know whether it's that, because we keep having to change the halfbacks, don't we? But the thing that I sort of picked out from Sunday was how comfortable Matty Wilde, who was obviously normally a hooker, but I know from when we signed him at Wakefield at 16, he was a half, how comfortable Matty looked, and how comfortable he looked alongside Jordan Lilley. So that's really made me scratch my head, to tell you the truth. And obviously, we might not have the same halfback partners with Jordan's dead leg problem, but should we do that, and should the players, well, I might be thinking, well, that might be the first choice halfback pairing, because they were very, very good indeed against Batley.
4th best defence in the league, John. What has impressed you about the side in this area, in its technique and its structure?
Yeah, I've been really pleased with our defence. When other teams are bringing the ball out from their own end, we're really being very physical and restricted yards. So that's a big plus point for us. And also, I mean... Steve Crossley constantly, when we have team meetings, Steve's like a broken record. He keeps saying we need to keep our pride in our online defence, and that's another feature as well that I'm really happy with. So yeah, I think defensively we're doing A-OK, but I also thought the back three were really good against Batley. I thought Ethan Ryan, young Foggin Johnson on his debut, and Brandon Pickersgill had his best game to date, and they were feeling the ball on the full, they were returning it with a bit of vim and verve. And it really helped the forwards, because the forwards were being turned around and having to trudge up that hill or right down the hill to get behind the ball. So I think the halfbacks certainly needed pats on the back, but the back three did as well, because I thought they did a magnificent job.
And that'll do Brandon Pickersgill's confidence the world of good after a couple of indifferent performances.
Yeah, well, he knows. I mean, I got stuck into him in the team meeting about his performance against Toulouse, and you know, the thing I like Brandon is he listens and he accepts criticism, and he sees it that we're not being negative, we're being constructive, and he took that criticism and how we felt we could solve one or two little problems they have, and he took that on board, practiced them on the practice field, and then I think everybody saw the fruition there on the playing field. And when you're working with players like that, it's marvellous, because you know full well that you can suggest little tips, you can put in little practices, and they'll improve from that. So he again needs a pat on the back, but, and this is what I've said to him in the last team meeting, it's not good doing it once, it's got to be a regular thing.
And obviously with Greg McNally leaving, you'd like to hope that Brandon can establish that number one spot his own.
Yeah, that's the challenge for him, because obviously we're still keeping an eye out to see what's going on at other clubs, etc. And obviously, I was disappointed last week's reserve game was called off, because I have a real good look at young Steve-O as well at fullback, and obviously we'll be able to do that next Wednesday when he plays against Featherstone. So we need to manufacture as well some competition for that place from young Alex, and I'm sure we will do that. But yes, you know, Pick's done himself a load of good last week, but it's to do it again against Wigan, then it's against Widnes, sorry, and then again the week after against Lee.
The supporters, John, we give them a lot of plaudits, but they can make a huge difference on Sunday and play an incredibly important part. There's going to be a crowd of over 5,000 at the Holton Stadium. It's going to be a great occasion for the Championship.
Oh, the fans were great. I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, well, you know, and you were there and I was there. And it was freezing, wasn't it? I mean, it was freezing. The hail was coming down. The wind was blowing. It was a gale force wind. And it was uncomfortable conditions to sit and watch the game or stand and watch the game, never mind play it. And that's why I'm full of admiration for our fans who went there, and they were singing constantly throughout. And the players actually remarked at half-time about how good they'd been. So, you know, the fans might not feel that it gets acknowledged and noticed, but it does. And it's very, very important to us, and I'd like to thank them for their efforts at Batley. I thought it was magnificent, and hopefully we can get over to Widnes and try and match their numbers and match their noise and match their atmosphere and match their positivity.
It was the Challenge Cup draw on Tuesday, a nice Bradford postcode derby away at Keighley.
Yeah, I think I'm real chuffed. I mean, obviously I'm pleased because it gives us a good chance of going through if we play to our ability. But also, my mates down there, Craig Lingard at Keighley, and he's done it tough. And the main reason they've done it tough is because they've been shot of brass, haven't they? So, you know, they haven't had the coin to invest in players, etc. Well, hopefully this Challenge Cup tie will give us a chance to progress, but will bring much-needed revenue into Keighley and into Bradford, because it's a shared gate. And I'd like to sort of encourage all our fans to really rock up there, get there, buy your tickets for the Challenge Cup tie. Let's try and fill Cougar Park out, and let's make it a great atmosphere for a great fourth round Challenge Cup tie.